Find a comfortable position. Maybe you want to wiggle around a little. Maybe you want to rock side to side. Ah, but find a position that feels kind of strikes the balance between awake and alert, and also relaxed and at ease. And you can close the eyes or let the gaze go low, whatever helps you to bring your awareness inward. Ah, and we'll begin with the anchors that I mentioned in our first class. Let's begin by feeling into the feet. What sensations can you find in your feet? You feel the skin, you can feel the pressure of wherever your feet are meeting any other surfaces. Maybe you can feel temperature. And maybe you can feel some kind of aliveness, like a buzzing or a radiating. Just bringing curiosity, what can you feel in the feet? If at any point you feel overwhelmed or things are feeling intense, you can experiment with returning your awareness to the feet. Or if you like, we can experiment with the hands. So send your awareness into your hands. Kind of sensations you pick up on in your hands. Maybe feeling whatever surface they're resting on. Maybe some buzzing. Maybe warm, maybe cool. Just letting your awareness rest in your hand without trying to change anything. And bringing a gentle awareness, non-judgmental curiosity about the sensation in your hand. So the hands are another anchor point. At any time you feel overwhelmed, you can return to the sensation in your hands. And from here, let's feel into the very top of the head. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head and rest the awareness. Sometimes it feels like I set my awareness there and then I kind of wait. Like bringing the intention to feel the top of the head. And then we see if something comes or not. Sometimes there's no sensation, that's normal. Sometimes there is sensation. Sometimes we could feel air movement. We can feel a little tingling. You could stay with the top of the head, or you could bring the awareness to the face. Look at the sensations of the face right now. Feeling around the eyes. Feeling around the ears. Down into the jaw. And the mouth. Just exploring. What are the sensations? Let's try bringing the awareness down into the shoulders and back. Resting the awareness here, gathering the awareness into the shoulders and the upper back. Let's see if we can open to what is arising. Maybe there's tension. Maybe there's release. Maybe there's warmth. Whatever is there, let's see if we can allow it. We bring this gentle awareness. We may notice that the sensations change. That's fine too. You can try moving further down and letting the awareness rest in the belly. What are the sensations of the belly right now? Sometimes when we bring our awareness to a part of the body and there's tension there, sometimes the tension just naturally releases. That's fine. We're not asking it to release. We're allowing whatever's happening to be there with curiosity and kindness. So we can notice whatever feelings we have about the belly, those might arise. We can just gently bring the awareness back to what are the sensations. What are the physical sensations? And down into the pelvic bowl, the seat, maybe the lower back. Here, maybe we feel the pressure of the body down onto our feet. Maybe there's vibration. Maybe there's numbness. Sometimes there's numbness. That's fine. You can just bring the intention to feel the physical sensations of the body. Just like with mindfulness of the breath, our attention will inevitably wander. And when it does, we can celebrate that we've noticed. Enjoy that moment of waking up, realizing that we've been remembering or planning, telling a story. And then with some kind of internal smile or sense of kindness, gently bring the awareness back to the sensations of the body. So coming down into the legs, the thighs, what sensation do you find there? Maybe the sensation of your clothes on your skin. Maybe the muscles. Maybe even down into the bone. Resting our awareness here, gathering our awareness into the upper legs and opening to whatever is with compassion. And into the knees. Sensation of the knees. And into the lower legs, the calves. Can you feel energy, liveness? Sometimes we can sense into an old injury, there may be some kind of dullness. Whatever it is, we're exploring the body without trying to change anything, allowing the sensations of the body. Finally, down into the feet again, the ankles, the heels, the soles of the feet, the tops of the feet. Into the tendons and all those small bones. Toes, see if you can feel your big toenail, sensing into underneath the big toenail. Just curious, there's sensation there? Okay, from here, let's zoom out. See if we can sense the whole body at the same time. The skin all the way around the body. The muscles. This skeleton, this whole structure, internal structure, architecture. from this general awareness of the body, let's scan through and find the strongest sensation right now. Where is the strongest sensation in your body? It may be pleasurable, it may be unpleasurable, maybe neutral. Wherever it is, just notice what's the strongest physical sensation in the body right now. It may be one of the touch points, one of the points where, for example, where your hand, if your hands are resting on your legs, or where your seat meets the cushion. Or it could be an internal part of the body. Wherever it is, pick one sensation. Let your awareness rest there with curiosity. What is this sensation really? Is it vibrating or throbbing? Radiating. Is it changing? Is there a temperature? Is there a texture? Is there a sense of movement in this sensation? You can follow it where it goes, if it's moving. And if there were color, if you were to translate this sensation into color, what color would that be? Don't think about it too much. Let it simply arise in your mind. And as you're ready, we're going to make the transition into drawing. And ideally, keeping this state of mind, this quality of awareness, and actually even staying with that same sensation. As you're ready, you can turn to your drawing materials.